On this show, we are going to be talking with entrepreneurs and businessmen from all different fields, from aviation to pet goods, and so much in between. These men and women come from all different backgrounds and have approached problems in many different ways. But they all have one thing in common. They have all taken risks in their careers, attempting to start businesses. Some have succeeded, others have failed, and many of them are somewhere in between. But they all have learned a lot from their journeys, and they want to share that knowledge with you. Our goal is to share the stories of entrepreneurs who you have probably never heard of, and to spread the knowledge that they have amassed throughout their careers. This is the Entrepreneurial Edge. I'm your host, William Otto. Welcome to the show, and let's get started. As I may have alluded to earlier, this week's guest is a man who has conquered many fields, including aviation and pet goods. He has attempted to start many businesses, two of which have been successful. But he is not just an entrepreneur. He is a family man who, despite working close to 80 hours a week, still finds time to prioritize and take care of his family. Our guest today is my dad, William Otto. I chose my dad because he is the hardest working, smartest, and just overall best person I know. Today, we will be looking into his life, seeing where he came from, how he got to where he is now, and what knowledge he has picked up along the way. At first, I thought about telling you guys about some items my dad owns that sum up his personality. But when thinking about it, I realized I couldn't, because he doesn't tie his personality to anything he owns. Instead, he displays his personality in how he treats people. In typical fashion, I asked my dad to do this pretty late at night, right before I had to get it done. And in typical fashion, he agreed. So we sat down in the kitchen and started recording. I started off by asking my dad about his childhood. For some background, he was born in Orange County, California in 1963, before it was taken over by Starbucks and avocado toast, one of the nicest places in the country. He grew up in a large family as the second oldest of five kids.
We got along great. I mean, when we were in, we had our little battles inside our house. We were in tight quarters. We had five children in a three-bedroom house at the beginning of our youth. But it was fun. I shared a bedroom with two of my brothers, and we all got along relatively well.
When asked about his interest in entrepreneurship as a kid, my dad explained that he didn't think about becoming an entrepreneur very much, but he did have a few hustles and entrepreneurial experiences, such as...
I sold avocados from our backyard out on the street corners. I sold flowers on Mother's Day, Easter, and other holidays, and made quite a bit of money there. I had a lawn route. I had 17 lawns throughout our neighborhood where I made quite a bit of money. And then I actually became familiar with investing as well. I had a fair amount of money that I'd saved up, and I actually invested in silver back in 1976. And shortly thereafter, the Hunt brothers tried to capture the market, and my silver went up from $8 an ounce to $50 an ounce. So I had quite a bit of money when I was a young boy.
My dad started out at a public school, but he was sent to a Catholic school after getting into a bit of trouble as a kid. He didn't want to tell the story, but I called up his younger brother, who told me that my dad was sent to a Catholic school because he showed up at a high school party in sixth grade. He would have gotten away with it if his older sister, who was in high school at the time, didn't see him at the party and tell their parents about it. My dad did not go willingly to Catholic school, but he can now realize that the discipline and structure were good for him. In addition, going to a nice Catholic school gave my dad quite a few connections that proved to be very beneficial in the business world. My dad continued his academic career attending the University of San Diego, which he had some pretty positive things to say about.
So I went from modern day high school in Santa Ana, California. I chose the University of San Diego, which is also a Catholic school. It's a Catholic university. And it was just a great school. So when I started college, I actually had my dad make my schedule for me. And I started out as a physics major. He was a physics major, actually got a doctorate in physics. he made my schedule and he had me skip all the way to physics 51, not even doing physics 50, calculus 2 without ever having had calculus. So needless to say, I didn't do great my first semester. But within that framework, I had a couple other classes I really enjoyed. I had an economics class that I fell in love with. And my economics teacher actually gave me a book that said, hey, you've got an aptitude for this. Look at this book. It was called The Economics of Being an Economist. And after reading through the book and the opportunities that come about from an econ major, I decided to change my major to economics.
After finishing college, my dad went back to work at the family business. He stayed there for a few years before attending the University of Texas to get his MBA. This proved to be quite valuable, as he had a good amount of success afterwards.
Out of graduate school, I went to work for a chemical bank here in Houston, Texas, that later became J.P. Morgan Chase. And I was in the officer development program and then became a loan officer within the International Money Department. I left chemical in 1991 and started my own business. It was an import-export business. We're bringing in products out of South America, primarily in the pet trade. We're selling rawhide dog bones and other dog treats to major retailers and distributors throughout the country. Yeah, so the name of that company was Texcol International, because we were doing trade between Texas and Colombia. And we rebranded it as Majestic Pet Products, that is still going to this day.
After turning this idea into a successful company, my dad decided to take a huge risk, stepping down in Majestic Pet in order to pursue a new opportunity. His dad worked as an aerospace engineer and stumbled onto some revolutionary technology. So the two of them started working on a new company, which has grown into Auto Aviation. My dad worked on the business side of the company,
helping raise capital to take this aircraft through production, initial production, and test flights to where it is today.
Okay, so how nervous were you ditching what you tried and true, what has been working for you, to go and chase this new idea that could have failed and you didn't know? And how has that journey been?
So it's a good question. It's been a journey. I was not nervous because I'm still an owner of Majestic Pet Products, so I had a fallback position. But it's difficult raising capital, especially for a project that is, I would consider, more speculative than a business that's got sustained revenues. So we had a lot of work we had to do to fly this airplane, test this airplane, and we're still working hard on it because we have to go through FAA certification on it today.
Starting a business is never a short process, but because they were doing something that nobody has ever done before, 30 years into the project, my dad and his grandpa are still figuring things out. The business, while not going public or even making a single sale yet, is getting investments at a valuation of around $200 million due to its potential to scale very large. My dad has always been a very family-oriented man and credits the support of his family as to why he has been able to work so hard on these projects. I asked my dad if he could start over fresh out of college, would he do anything different? He brought up some good points, citing that he would not change any of his decisions because to do so would take away from how special all of his decisions are.
Everybody is going to go through twists and turns in their careers, and I've made some mistakes along the way that I wish I could go back and change. Had some opportunities that I wish I had pursued that could have turned out really, really good. But the reality is you just have to keep plugging away, understanding that you will make mistakes, that this is a great country to make money. Everybody has an opportunity to become an entrepreneur, become their own boss. And you can fail, but yet get back on your feet and keep going. So it's been a good journey. It's been exciting. We're getting ready to have some real exciting news on the aircraft project. The pet product business is still going well. My two younger brothers are now running that full time for me. And it's been a good road.
When I asked my dad what advice he had for his 16-year-old self, this is what he said.
You're going to come across a lot of different opportunities in your lifetime. You'll meet a lot of people. Just be nice to people. Be cordial to people. Be honest with people. And you're going to really enjoy your journey.
Right. So what you're kind of saying is you have to just be a good person, work hard, and then when opportunities come your way, take them. You're going to regret missing out on opportunities more than you are taking the risk on the opportunities and then failing.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't take the opportunity, you'll never know what could have happened. And so when you see something you like and you think you'd enjoy it, and it's not too risky that it puts you in a bad financial position, go for it. Because in the United States, you can fail and get right back up again. Right. And so that's the great thing about this country and entrepreneurship opportunities that are out there for everybody.
All right, well, that's all the questions I have for you today. Thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciated it.
Sure, no problem. Anytime, I enjoyed it. If you have any follow-up questions, you know where to find me.
All right, that wraps things up here on the Entrepreneurial Edge. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day. I'm your host, William Otto, signing off.